Nej, där så sägs alla employéer upp i bra hans. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with our family altar. Let's sing hymn 25. 25. In the name of Jesus, I speak. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus. Today, we shall continue with Psalms number 19. We will continue with Psalms number 119, sorry. We will continue with Psalms number 119. We will discuss the next stanza, or the next section. We have mentioned that this is a Torah Psalms. It is also instructional. It is also to gain wisdom. So this is a Torah Psalms. We are able to see the focus is upon the words of God. The words of God. Yesterday, the other day, we have already discussed the first stanza. The first stanza. That is to say, this is an acrostic poem. This is an acrostic poem whereby we are able to see each stanza, how each stanza, that is to say each section, it follows the Hebrew alphabet. The Hebrew alphabet. So in the Hebrew alphabet, there are 22 letters. So every stanza, in each stanza, there are 8 verses. At the beginning of every verse, will begin with that alphabet. So the other day, we have discussed the first, that is to say, Aleph, Aleph. Now we shall continue to discuss the second. If we see from verse 9 to 16, verse 9 to 16, we can see Beth. So this is the second Hebrew alphabet, the second Hebrew alphabet. So we are able to know that in these 8 verses, from verses 9 to 16, so the beginning of the words will begin with this alphabet, Beth. Okay, let us read through verses 9 to 16. Verses 9 to 16. How can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to your word. With all my heart, I have sought you. Do not let me wander from your commandments. Your word I have treasured in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I have told all the ordinances of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies, as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and regard your ways. I shall delight in your statutes. I shall not forget your word. So this is the second stanza, verses 9 to 16. Here we are able to see that is to say cleansing by God's word, cleansing by God's word. Let's see verse 9. How can a young man cleanse his way, or how can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to your word. So here we can see cleansing or keeping ourselves pure. That is by keeping God's word, obeying God's word. And then here from verses 10 to 14, we can see how the author, he rejoices in the word of God. And then how he incorporates the words within himself as guiding principle to be morally pure. To be morally pure. So, with all my heart, I have sought you. Do not let me wander from your commandments. That is to say, don't allow him to go beyond the boundary, to transgress, to overstep the boundary. The Lord has given commandments, so we should not go beyond the boundary that is allowed by the Lord. So do not let me wander from your commandments, just to obey, to follow. Your word I have treasured in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. With my lips I have told, I have declared all the ordinances of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. So here we can see verses 10 to 14, how the author, he incorporates God's word within himself as guiding principle to be morally pure. So he will just obey to follow, especially the commandments, all the statutes, all the testimonies, the testimonies that also reflect God's character. So he will continue to have all this word within himself as a guiding principle to be morally pure. That is to say, especially verse 11, your word I have treasured in my heart, that I may not sin against you. And then verse 15, 16, we can see how the author, he will continually meditate upon God's word. I will meditate on your precepts and regard your ways. That is to say, God's will, God's ways, God's word reveal to us his will, his person, his character, what God wants us to do. So he will continue to regard God's ways. I shall delight in your statutes. I shall not forget your word. So he resolute to continually meditate on the words. And it is this word that become his moral standard. And then how he continued to keep himself pure. And then how continuously to be cleansed by God's word. So in this part, the second stanza from verses 9 to 16, we can see that is to say the theme cleansing by God's word, or that is to say to keep ourselves pure through God's word. we understand God's word, especially the moral law, to keep us morally right, upright, to keep ourselves pure. And we are able to see in the New Testament that the basis, the standard for godliness, it is the word of God as the basis. We can refer to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 3. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Chapter 3, verse 16. By common confession, great is the mystery of godliness. Here, revealed to us the mystery of godliness. What is this mystery of godliness? He who was revealed in the flesh was vindicated in the spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory. So, Jesus, he is the mystery of godliness. When we see Jesus, we see godliness. We have already understand the testimonies. The testimonies reveal to us also the character of God. What God solemnly testifies to be his will, it is also a testimony of his character. So today, when we see Jesus, we can see what is godliness. What is godliness? So Jesus is also the source of godliness or the object of godliness. Let us also see chapter 6 verse 3. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 3. Here the lower part says, the doctrine conforming to godliness. So the teachings of the Lord, the word of the Lord conforming to godliness. Let us also see Titus chapter 1. Titus chapter 1, let us see verse 1. Titus chapter 1 verse 1. Here we can see the lower part say, the knowledge of the truth which is according to godliness. So the truth which is according to godliness, the word of the Lord, the truth is according to godliness. It is the basis, the standard, and it can lead us to godliness. So the word of the Lord is the basis for us in godliness. And through the word of the Lord, the word of the Lord is the standard. So we follow the word of the Lord. So we will not transit or to say to wander, to go beyond the boundary allowed by the Lord. So by keeping ourselves in the boundary, by obeying, we can keep ourselves pure. We can keep ourselves pure. So this Psalms 119, of the second stanza from verses 9 to 16, we can see it focus upon cleansing by God's word to keep our way pure by keeping God's word. Let's continue to see the next section. The next section. Just now, the second stanza is this alphabet Beth. Now we come to the third stanza. Here we can see this alphabet Gimel. Gimel. Okay, let us read through from verses 17 to 24. Let us read through from verses 17 to 24. Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes, that I may behold wonderful things from your law. I am a stranger in the earth. Do not hide your commandments from me. My soul is crushed with longing after your ordinances at all times. You rebuke the arrogant, the cursed, who wander from your commandments. Take away reproach and contempt from me, for I observe your testimonies. Even though princes sit and talk against me, your servant meditate on your statutes. Your testimonies also are my delight. They are my counselors. In this section, we are able to see, it can tell us concerning the devotion to God's word or appreciation of God's word actually marks the Lord's servant. We can see that is to say, this is the servant of the Lord. The devotion to and the appreciation of God's word marks the Lord's servant. But what does it result? it result in the author being alienated from the arrogance of the world. Let us see verses 17 to 24. So here we can see how the author here, he is one who devote himself to God's word, and he appreciate God's word. Verse 17, deal bountifully with your servant that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes that I may behold wonderful things from your law. So he appreciate God's word. And then he seek to know God's word. Open my eyes that I may behold wonderful things from your law. Especially what these wonderful things. Among so many, one of the wonderful things is that how the word revealed to him, or how through devotion to the word, it marked him as the Lord's servant. And then the word allowed him to understand this concept that he is an alien in the earth, a stranger. Verse 19, I'm a stranger in the earth. Firstly, allowing him to understand that he's only a sojourner, a pilgrim going on a journey. We are able to see that his citizen, he understands his citizen is in God's kingdom. His citizenship is not in this earth, but in the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God. What more, if he is a priest, his portion is the Lord. His inheritance is not in this earth. And he understands that he is an alien, a sojourner. And then, that is to say, this is the wonderful thing from the law. He understands this. But then, also, because of this, his devotion to God's word, marking him as the Lord's servant, he will be alienated from the arrogance of the world. From the arrogance of the world. Let's continue to see verse 20. My soul is crushed with longing after your ordinances at all times. You rebuke the arrogant, the cursed, who wander from your commandments. So here we can see those who are arrogant. Those who are arrogant, they wander from the commandments. These are the people, like verse 22, who with contempt to go against this author. How he was being persecuted. He was being persecuted or even being spoken against by all these princes. All these princes here can refer to the royalty. To the royalty. So here we can see, verse 22, take away reproach and contempt from me, for I observe your testimonies. Verse 23, even though princes sit and talk against me, your servant meditates on your statutes. Verse 24, your testimonies are my delight. They are my counselors. So we can see how that is to say, even though being talked against, but then he know very clearly, as a servant of the Lord, to be different, he will be alienated. So he will be spoken against, talked against, because he do not follow, that is to say, the world or the worldview or the philosophy of the world, the thoughts of the world. So all these people who are of the world, they share the worldly counsels, the worldly worldview. But then, because the author does not follow, the author devote himself to the Lord. So they speak derisively against this author who delight in God's statutes and make them as his counselor. So we can see this author, he seek God's word to be his counsel, not following the standard of the world, the philosophy of the world, the tradition of the world, the basis of the world. So here, in this verses 17 to 24, we can see the devotion to and appreciation of God's word marks the Lord's servant, but alienate him from the world. So today, from here we can understand, we are people who are different. We have been set apart. So the Lord tells us, we are people who belongs to the Lord. We have the word of the Lord as our principle, our concept, our value, our worldview. So many things we base upon the word of the Lord. So we are very different from the world. So because of this, we devote ourselves to God's word, God's standard, God's principles, concept, many things. So we are different, we are set apart. So because of this, the world we hate us will be alienated. We will be alienated from the world. The world will hate us. So they will speak against us. But no matter what, here, verse 23, your servant meditate on your statutes. Your testimonies are my delight. They are my counselors. So we must continue in this word of the Lord, even though we'll be alienated from the world. And then also to understand that we are aliens, pilgrimage on this earth. Our true citizen is also in heaven. So these are the wonderful things from the law of the Lord. We give thanks to Allah. Today, we will share until here. Now we shall pray together. We ask God to guide, lead, and to bless. Pray for those who are sick, those who are weak. In the name of Jesus, we will pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Kata 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 k Hadi kita kata 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 kata
Let us all recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We give thanks to our Lord, our family altar we end here. Peace be to you all. God bless. Amen.